Continuing in Parashat Ki Tisav, Shana Shnia, we're up to Halacha Yud, Mochin Shenaflu Mina Keset, Mutar Lehachziram. Aval Asur Litnam Batechila Bakeset, Shema, Gezerah Shema Itpor. Mochin means, let's say, cotton or kinds of feathers that fell out of a keset. Keset means a cushion or a pillow. If, let's say, the cotton balls or the fluffy material that is put into the to fill up the cushion or the pillows, if they fell out on Shabbat, you're allowed to put them back because you're not making it a kli for the first time. But to put them in a pillow, thereby making a pillow for the very first time on Shabbat, is not allowed. The Ben Ish Chai gives two reasons. One is Gezerah Shema Itpor. It's Asumid Rabbanan to do so because of a Gezerah you might come to sew it together, to sew it closed. Ve'od Dimtaken Manahu. Also, you are making a Keli. She'achshav Osehu Keli. You are making it now into a new Keli. U'besifri Mekavtziel Katavti Diyesh Li Zaher שלא יניח בגדים בתוך הכיס כדי שיהיה כמו קר לישון עליו. Also, let's say to put like clothing, to fill up a pillowcase with clothing in order to make it like a pillow, that would also be forbidden on Shabbat. Okay? הלכה יוד א', אין לנתק או לחתוך זוג מנעלים התפורים זה עם זה, אפילו רוצה ללובשם בשבת, ויש להתיר על ידי גוי. I guess in the olden days, or in some places, new shoes used to become attached, used to come like attached to each other, you know, with a string, with a rope, whatever it may be. I remember seeing sneakers like that also. So on Shabbat, to cut that string to make them into two separate shoes is not allowed. Afilu rotzeh lelovsham b'Shabbat, even if the purpose is to wear them on Shabbat, but telling a goy to do so is mutar. Yesh lehatir al yedei goy. Umutar lilbosh an pilaot chadashim, ve'en choshesim shema yinatku chutim. To wear new socks on Shabbat, to open up new socks on Shabbat, the Ben Ish Chai says is mutal, and we don't make a gezerah, we're not choshesh, maybe some strings will come apart. I guess he's talking about old-time socks, where that was a problem. Ve'im nitak o nikra, davar sheno mitkavenu ve'lap sikrei shei v'shari. If by wearing them for the first time, one string, you know, pops open or something like that, or a thread is cut, that's fine, it's davar she'eno mitkaven, and it's not necessarily psik reshe, so it's mutar. V'chein potza'im ha'egoz b'matlit. The Gemara says that we can take a beged, like a rag or something like that, and open up and crack open a walnut. That's one way of, if you don't have a nutcracker, so you could crack it with your hands in a matlit, in a rag or in a towel, or in a handkerchief, and the reason why he has to tell us that it's mutal, because maybe by doing that you're going to tear the handkerchief. En choshishim shema tikara, dela psikreshehu, that as well is not psikreshe, it's not inevitable, and therefore it's mutal. It's davar sheno mitkaven. Yudbet, alacha yudbet, hamdabek neyarot o orot, bekolan shel sofrim vekayotze,
if a person glues together pages or pieces of leather with kolan shel sefarim, shel sofrim. Kolan shel sofrim is the old-time glue or type of rubber gum that people used to use in order to attach two papers together. On Shabbat, one is not allowed to do that. That's actually a tolada. It's a derivative of melechet tofer, of sewing together. So to stick two pages together, let's say to staple them or to glue them together, is not allowed. V'chein ha-mefarek nigarot dvukim o orot dvukim, hare ze toladat korea v'chayav. Also to detach, to separate two pieces, two papers that are glued together or, you know, stuck together, that's a tolada of korea, that's a form of korea on Shabbat. Bame devarim amurim, keshedibuk ze na'asa lekiyum. When do we say that it's asur? That's only when the purpose of gluing those two, of attaching those two pieces of paper, was meant to stay like that forever. Aval dapei sfarim shenidbeku ze al ze al yedei sha'ava. But let's say two pages in a sefer, in a sidur, they got stuck together with some wax that fell in, or bishat akshira, or at the time when the book was being sewn. So two pages got stuck together. Mutarim lefotchan b'Shabbat. Obviously, we're talking about that it's possible to just, you know, detach them, to separate them without coming to tearing or ripping anything. That you would be allowed. That would not be the melacha of Korea. Why? Why is it not the melacha of Korea? Kevan delo na'asu lekiyum, because it wasn't made to be that way. The fact that these two pages were stuck together, it was without intention to stay that way, and therefore it's not a melacha of Korea. Ve'lo od ela shenasa ze'me'elav ve'lo mitkaven. Besides which, it was done unintentionally to begin with. So eno dome letofer. So to begin with, it's not considered tofer. And mimela en bo mishum korea. It's not an issue of korea. All right, so we saw the halacha of the mochin shenaflu min hakeset, right? Filling up a pillowcase. We saw the halacha of cutting the string of a new pair of shoes. And also the two pages that are stuck together. That's tofer. Halacha yud gimel. Hagozez se'ar, one who shears or cuts off hair, cutting off hair, gozez se'ar, ben min ha'chai, ben min ha'met, whether it's from a living creature or from a met, after the animal was slaughtered, let's say, and you want to take off the se'arot, ben min behema, ben min chaya, whether domestic animal or non-domestic animal, afilu me'or ha'mufshat, even to remove hair from the skin that has been already taken off of the animal, chayav min haTorah. That's melechet gozez. That's chayav min haTorah, and it's asur on Shabbat. VeHatolesh tzemer beYado mehaBehema o chaya, patur min haTorah veAsur miDivrei Sofrim. If a person plucks off a piece of wool from a behema. So now he doesn't shear it off with a keli, with a scissor, or with the utensil that is specifically made for that purpose. He's doing it by hand. If it's done by hand, it's patur min haTorah. It's not the form of the melacha. Ve'asur midivrei sofrim. It's only asur midrabanan. Ve'atolesh se'ar me'or behema o chaya. If a person is tolesh, he plucks off hair from the skin of behema or chaya. Ben im asa'o le'oto or malbush, kegon parva, whether that leather was made for the purpose of making a garment. Ben lo asa'o malbush, whether it's not for the purpose of a garment, hareze chayav min haTorah. That's asur, that's a melacha, mipne kitlishat ha-se'ar zohi gizato, velo dami le'tzemer. That's the difference between hair and wool. By hair, the tlisha of the se'ar, the removing of the hair, that's giza, that's the melacha of gozez. Whereas when it comes to tzemer, when it comes to wool, giza has to be with a keli, not by hand. V'yesh omrim shegam tolesh se'ar eno chayav ela medivrei sofrim, although this is a machloket, lachen if it's midrabanan or midoraita, lachen ha'adam yasim da'ato bedavar ze, ki adayim askaniyot, and a person has to be very careful, because sometimes this can happen without even thinking. Gam lifamim
Yitbak Baparva is a garin shel tmara o shel avatichim v'kayotzeh, Ben Ishchai says, sometimes on the, let's say you have like a mint coat, right? That's real, that's authentic, and now let's say something sticky got on it, let's say a dry pit or whatever it may be, and you want to remove it from the coat. V'im yasira garin muchach she'inatek se'arot. If you remove it, you're going to take out a few hairs. V'hare kan safek isur Torah. That's a safek. If that's midoraita, v'gam isur vaday midivrei sofrim. L'chol ha'pachot, worst comes to worst, that's a derabanan. So therefore, a person has to be very careful in such a case. Not to do so until after Shabbat. Just a few points on a few of the halachot that we saw. In Halichot Olam, on page Resh Lamed, in regards to the halacha of pages that are stuck together, so we said we're not allowed to stick or to glue two pages together, that's tofer, and not allowed to undo them, that's korea. What about diapers? Rav Ovadia talks about diapers in this sugya. Mikol makom mutar lishtamesh b'shabbat b'chitulim chad pe'amihim, ve'en lachush le'esor mishum hadbakatam. The fact that you are sticking the sticker, the sticky part of the diaper. Well, today it's a little bit different. It used to be that it was mamash like a sticker. Now it's more like, I think, like a type of Velcro or something like that. That would also be part of the discussion. But surely he says, "En lachush le'eso mishum adbakatam." It's not asur at all. Ho'il ve'en ha'adbaka asuya lekiyum klal, since it's not made to be permanent, obviously. U'kshemesira chitulim me'atinok, however, one has to be careful that when you remove the diaper, a dirty diaper from the baby, yesh li'zaher shi'asira madbeka v'yafridena le'at le'at. You have to make sure when you untie it, when you undo it, to do it carefully so that you don't, ולא בחיפזון ובבטחת, not aggressively in one motion, כדי שלא יקרע מהחיתול בעת הפרדתה, so that nothing tears off when you do so. Ve'az gam im bemikre nikra me'abeged. However, even if that happens, let lamba. And also he says, ulam yesh li'zaher, you have to be careful, shelo ladbik et ha'madbekot shel ha'tiltul kodem zrikato la'ashpa. Before you throw out the dirty diaper, you shouldn't close back the stickers in a way, because that's going to stay, b'kiyum is going to stay forever. That's kayama. Maybe the Velcro is different, but probably in that case also, it's better to remember not to totally close them on Shabbat, because that would be a chashash of melechet tofel, as we just said. When it comes to tolesh, to uprooting hair, cutting off hair. So we mentioned that midoraita, it's only if it's done with a kli. If it's done by hand, then it's asumi divrei sofrim. Also, hatolesh se'ara achat mi besaro avar al isur derabanan. One hair is still isur mi derabanan. Why? Because of the famous rule of chatzi shi'ur is patur in ilchot Shabbat ve'eno asur ela mi derabanan. So midoraita, two se'arot is the minimum chiyuv to be chayav them in the melacha. One se'ar is asur midrabanan.